are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten Podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday. Yes, Wade Wednesdays. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order. Shout out to Built Bar, today's episode sponsor. I can think of no better episode sponsor for a man that I am now Zooming with right now and seeing his background, just seeing a ton of race and marathon bibs and all these medals, an accomplished athlete himself. You understand who we are talking to today. It is Wade Wednesday for the second week in a row, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, Andrew Wade.
And my wife is going to hate you, dude. I'm going to leave this, you know, leave this conversation with such an inflated ego. An accomplished athlete was a very kind way of introducing me as a very amateur athlete. But Ben, it's nice to be back on the show today. Happy to be here every Wednesday with you, man. I feel like we always have a good conversation. And I feel like at some point I'm actually going to meet you in person, which will be this crazy experience considering I Zoom with you more than anyone I talk to. So that's cool.
You are definitely up there throughout the entire quarantine months now that we're coming out of it a little bit, talking about Big Ten football, but you are definitely up there with the people I have Zoomed most with in my life. I think we're probably close to double digits, maybe 8, 9, maybe possibly 10 times. I mean, we really got this thing rolling so far.
Yeah, man, I feel like I made a virtual, you make virtual friends on like Twitter and stuff, but I've literally Zoomed with you more than like all of my best friends from college. So at this point, I feel like I know who you are, man.
Now we have our own inside jokes and everything too, man. Yeah. We are really getting this friendship grooving, and it's a great time to be talking to you because, as you know, we have Big Ten football back, right? We have a Big Ten schedule to talk about, and that's what we've been doing all week here on the Locked On Big Ten show. Today, Andrew and I are going to take an even deeper dive. We've gone every day. We started out with Kevin McGuire on Monday, looking at some of our favorite matchups, some of the favorite weeks of the season, the toughest schedule, the easiest schedule. Yesterday with Asher Lowe of Locked On Badgers, we did some potential upset alerts. We did some breakout stars from the conference. We're going even one step further today. Andrew and I are going to go week by week and give you some of our favorite matchups and then some of the games that if you had to look at something else through that 3-hour block, maybe you'd do that as well. But regardless, we're talking Big Ten football. And first, Andrew, because this is the first time we've spoken since that Big Ten schedule release, just your overall impressions of having that schedule released on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten just continues to botch a lot of things. I feel like there was not a lot of communication on when that schedule is going to be released. I was camping, and my buddy's like, hey, the Big Ten schedule just got released. I didn't have service, couldn't even look at it. So, it would have been nice to have a little bit more communication. But I do think they did a pretty good job with the schedule. I know some people are pretty pissed off, specifically Nebraska fans. I get it. I'd actually be pretty pissed off, too, if I was Nebraska. As an Iowa fan, I look at it and think, man, that actually sucks. But I don't have a lot of sympathy for Nebraska. But yeah, I mean, some people got kind of screwed, but the fact they tried to cram in as much as possible. And I really love the East versus West champion. I think one of the coolest things, I hope if there's anything we can take away from this really crappy year in football specifically, it's let's do that every year. I think it would be so cool to take the 1-1, the 2-2, the 3-3. We can actually truly crown which division is better because you look at this and every year the East says we're the best, right? But I think the West honestly has more talent from top to bottom, typically, especially last year. And the middle tier of the teams is usually better as well. You might win the one match, you might win the two match, but I think the West could win 3-7. So especially with Rutgers being 7. On the other side always. But yeah, I love that, man. I'm happy about it. I'm glad there's Big Ten football back. I'm honestly excited to actually be covering football and not trying to figure out how to create content every day.
I know. I love just talking football. I love breaking down matchups. I love doing breakout stars and being like, oh yeah, this guy had a great year last year. We are officially starting the Michael Penix Jr. for Heisman candidate here, Indiana's quarterback, a huge 2020 coming up in Bloomington for him. Regardless though, you talk about some winners and losers overall. And if you're an Iowa fan, looking at how Saturday's schedule breakdown went, you have to be ecstatic because Iowa, from their original crossover games, they lost Ohio State. That is incredible for the Hawkeyes. Meanwhile, you look at the Huskers and the crossover opponent they lost from the Big Ten East was Rutgers, but they kept the Buckeyes and the Nittany Lions of Penn State. So very fun if you're Iowa. I have had heard from a lot of my people that I still talk with in Nebraska media, still speaking with people from my time in Omaha. They think it's a little overblown. Nebraska's going to be a little bit of the punching bag in the Big Ten this year. It's just kind of the role they've taken on from when the Big Ten decided to postpone, now bringing it back, being on the front lines, trying to get everybody back to playing Big Ten football. It's going to be the role. They're going to be the villain. Maybe they embrace it, but they're just thinking, all right, listen, we're playing Big Ten football. We're playing Big Ten opponents. This is a Big Ten schedule. We're not really that upset about it. Maybe the order of it is not great, but we knew we'd be playing these tough opponents regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good way to think about it. I mean, they were going to play these teams regardless. You lose one game. But Nebraska was always going to be playing that kind of a schedule. I think how it shook out was a little bit unfortunate. I don't think there's much of a conspiracy theory that some people are kind of floating around Twitter that was intentional by any means. I do have an issue with like Nebraska fans saying that they were the ones who kind of got the Big Ten back in order. I think that takes away a lot of credit from Iowa, from Ohio State, from the Michigan parents. I mean, there's a lot of schools that were pretty involved in that. I don't understand why we can't all just come together and say, you know what? We all fought hard. We fought real hard for it and we got it. Let's just all collectively count this as a win. No one did better than the other school. Just because you had a hot mic doesn't mean you're better. Just because you tried stewing the Big Ten does not mean you're better. Like, can we all just get along for 1 second?
I mean, the Huskers and the Buckeyes have developed this best buddy friendship, but let's not forget who the third nay vote was originally before we postponed on August 11th that first time. It was the Iowa Hawkeyes, and Gary Barta, the athletic director for Iowa, was very vocal in his support of trying to bring back a Big Ten football season as quickly as possible. So speaking of that Big Ten football season, speaking of that glorious conference-only schedule, we bask in its glory. Let's start with week one, the weekend of October 24th. Some of the great matchups we have to start it off: Nebraska, Ohio State, Minnesota, Michigan. You look at a Big Ten West battle from last year that played spoiler to the Badgers, Wisconsin and Illinois. Penn State gets Indiana to start it off. Oh man, I just love talking about it. Andrew Wade, as you look at week one, that weekend of October 24th, a weekend that will live on in just the annals of college football history for years and years to come, stuff I will tell my grandkids about. What are some of the games you are most excited by?
First off, I just want to say I'll be drinking starting at like 9 a.m. that day. I'm putting up four TVs. I am having a great time.
To think about, like, I want to be there, you know, as a voice of the Big Ten, somebody that you maybe come to trust their opinion and their analysis on the game. Like, I'm just going to be so happy that day. I'm going to start drinking so early like you as well. Like, it's going to be a celebration more than anything. So that's what you'll get from me. But, I mean, it's going to be nirvana. Like, truly, I'm thinking about sitting back and looking at my two TVs and just watching Big Ten football all day long. And it's going to start probably that Friday, October 23rd, too, with whatever game they decide. And I just thinking about it now, it literally brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, I mean, my best friend is a Nebraska fan. He's out here with me.
And what? He watches all.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I did not. I thought I was your best friend first off, but whatever.
I mean, I can have two. But he's a huge Nebraska fan. He's from Omaha, loves the Huskers. His dad grew up a huge Huskers fan. So he'll be watching the games with me. So we basically been planning out like our whole food schedule, like when we're starting all this stuff. So that has been a thing we've been thinking about. But when I look at that schedule, man, I think the easy game to point out is Michigan at Minnesota.
Yeah.
You could argue that Michigan should be a top three team in the Big Ten. Not argue. They will be a top three team in the Big Ten East. Minnesota should be a top three team in the Big Ten West. I think this will be a very interesting game. Michigan going to Minnesota. You lose some of that home field advantage not having the students in that stadium, most likely. But for Minnesota, you lose that game and you're already one step behind and only an 8-game schedule to Iowa, Wisconsin, potentially Purdue.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree with you. And you think about an Iowa team that will start off that. I'm looking at this entire week one schedule, and I know we're supposed to give games that we're like most excited by and least excited by. And this is my podcast, and this is how we're starting it. But I really, truly love every one of them. I'm even looking at the Rutgers-Michigan State game. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Let's see what Greg Schiano does in his return to Piscataway. Let's see how Mel Tucker's reign in East Lansing starts out. Even Northwestern Maryland, maybe not so much. But Purdue and Iowa, that's a game that's very intriguing to me as well, because we will see exactly how Spencer Petras takes over the role in Iowa City. We'll see how Purdue does, because they're also bringing in a new quarterback with Jack Plummer. We'll see if we have some of those big targets coming back for him. David Bell will be there for sure. Will Rondell Moore get back in time? We'll have to wait and see what happens in West Lafayette. But that's a game that's going to decide, like we talked about before when we were talking about the divisions, how the Big Ten West is going to shake out, because that's right smack dab in the middle, that depth of the Big Ten West. Who's going to take that step above between Iowa and Purdue this year? That's an intriguing matchup. I mean, all these games, so good. just so yeah. good. That's going to be a great weekend of Big Ten football.
100%, man. I think I don't want to, you know, make this a Iowa Wednesday, but, you know, I could obviously talk about Iowa every single day, which is what I do. But right. Iowa at Purdue is a huge upset alert. If you didn't talk about that with Asher yesterday, I think that is a big upset alert, something I mentioned on the show. Purdue always gives Iowa fits. Bill Parker can make Ohio State only score 24 points, but you put Purdue on that field with the nameless quarterback at number three, and you put only David Bell and no Rondell Moore, and they'll put up 40 on you. So that is a game that I'm really worried about from Iowa's perspective. And I would say the other game I'm kind of really excited about is that Penn State-Indiana game, just to see what Indiana can do. I mean, their football team, you know, some people had them in the top 25. I was not one of them, but I don't think this is a bad Indiana team. And especially, you know, Penn State has a lot of hopes for this season being a huge season. So, like you said, I'm just excited for football to begin, man.
I'm very high on Indiana this year, but even Big Ten Ben didn't have Indiana in his top 25. And when I saw that come down, the first poll that we did, the first top 25 poll, is the Locked On Podcast Network. I was like, who put him in there? It wasn't me. You're like, I didn't do it. I know Asher Lowe didn't do it. I think Isaiah Hall didn't do it. I was like, who outside the Big Ten is putting Indiana in there? Like, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. But I wouldn't even put him there. But I agree. It will be a huge game for the Hoosiers. Can they take that next step in the Big Ten East? We're just getting rolling here as we go week by week through the Big Ten schedule. And we're going to need our energy. And I know a guy that really focuses on his nutrition, his energy, what makes sure he wants that great taste, is the marathon runner himself, Andrew Wade. And we're talking right now about Built Bar. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and the improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. Andrew, I tell this to everybody. My pro tip, put them in the freezer. If you even wait a little bit, put them in like 15, 20 minutes before you're about to snack on it and then eat it. It makes that chocolate even that much more crisp. And as we get to the fall, having anything that's crisp and refreshing, oh, that's what I do with my Built Bar. Any pro tip you can give to the listeners of this show?
I just keep it in my desk. So it's really, it's right there, easy for me to access.
Hey,
and then if I'm having an early workout, I actually get the protein go packs that they have.
Ooh.
I put it right next to my bed because it has a little caffeine in it. I wake up at like 4 a.m. I pop half of it in my mouth and then I go for my workout.
You wake up at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
This is why he has the marathon bibs behind him, and that's why there's literally nothing on my walls. You can't see that. Podcasting is an audio medium. Regardless, Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar you could possibly have. 18 amazing flavors, 6 new ones, 12 of the original. Regardless of how you go, they're going to be great. They're going to taste great. They're covered in 100% chocolate, and they are healthy as well. Low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein and high in fiber. So when you go to BuiltBar.com right now, make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code locked on for $10 off at builtbar.com. Segment number 2 on Wade Wednesday. It is the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, Andrew Wade, and myself, Ben Stevens, Big Ten Ben, the host of Locked On Big Ten. We're going on a deep dive week by week through the Big Ten season. Only 8 weeks in the regular season, plus that Big Ten Champions Week, which we are so excited about as well. So we did the first week, some of the games we love that were maybe not on the national radar. Of course, you have Nebraska, Ohio State. You have the little brown jug between Michigan and Minnesota. But Andrew Wade has his eyes on that Indiana-Penn State game, Iowa-Purdue. I mean, all of them look fantastic. We're very excited. So now let's get to the second week on this second segment, the weekend of Halloween. Could things be spooky? Some games maybe not as prominent, at least on the national landscape. We have Wisconsin and Nebraska. Any other ones, though, stand out to you? There's one. Oh, Mike, what am I saying? Look over the Big Ten East, Ben. Come on. Do your research.
Where were you? I was like, how did you pick Wisconsin and Nebraska?
The Big Ten.
Ohio State and Penn State.
It's because I'm reading left to right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was reading left to right. I'm sorry. That's my fault. That's the research department didn't get the notes in time. I'm doing this on the fly, and I was reading left to right. I should have been doing it like Hebrew, right to left. I know. I'm sorry.
I couldn't believe you started with Wisconsin and Nebraska. But yeah, Ohio State at Penn State's got to be the best game there.
Right.
You have two top 10 teams. They should be top 10 teams going into that matchup. That'll be a huge deciding factor of who's actually going to win the East. I don't think, you know, I told might have a different opinion, but I never trusted, you know, a Harbaugh-led Michigan team until they actually do something, until they can actually win a big game. So Ohio State and Penn State are easily the number one and number two teams. That game, I think, decides. I know it sounds ridiculous to say in week two that game is a deciding factor of who's playing in the Big Ten championship, but that is the deciding game.
I completely agree with you. That will decide the Big Ten East and who moves on to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game. Also, as we discussed with Kevin McGuire on Monday, a point he brought up that I absolutely agree with, having that game week two regardless of who wins. I think it will be Ohio State, so this probably benefits Penn State. Because you have six more weeks of the regular season and then the Champions Week to make a statement, that could set you up, depending on what happens nationally, to be contending for the Final Four of the college football playoff. Only one crossover game in week two. That's Minnesota and Maryland. We won't discuss that. I mentioned Wisconsin and Nebraska. We also have to talk about another great rivalry in the Big Ten East, Michigan and Michigan State. That this year, as our good friends Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan from Locked On Spartans will tell us, will be the Super Bowl in East Lansing. The game itself will be played in Ann Arbor, but throughout East Lansing in the state of Michigan that day, it will be the Super Bowl if the Spartans can knock them off. Will they do so? No. But regardless, they are going to put all their chips in for that week two matchup against the Wolverines. And Michigan, a rivalry game in week two, after they open up the season with the Little Brown Jug against Minnesota, that's a pretty tough start to their season. That's why I think they have one of the toughest schedules in all of the Big Ten.
100% agree. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say Michigan State's going to win that game. I have nothing to base it off of other than the fact that I do think Michigan doesn't do well in big games. And as you said, coming off a tough game the week before and going into a rivalry game, again, no fans. You're not going to be having a ton of fans at the Big House. Michigan State, like you said, that is their Super Bowl. They do not have high expectations for this season. They're in a transition year. I think Minnesota could be sleeping on them. Michigan could be sleeping on Michigan State going into that game. And I think there's an opportunity for Michigan State to steal one in a very ugly and sloppy game.
Yeah, Michigan has won the last two in these meetings, three of the last four. But Michigan State, their last win in 2017. And then before that, that's when they ran on their three in a row from 2013 to 2015. So those games, obviously, when you make it a rivalry game, everything gets a little bit more heated. Listen, I promised Matt Sheehan last Friday on this show that if Michigan State wins five games out of eight this year, if they win five games, we have a parade down Grand River in East Lansing, Michigan. Andrew Wade, will you join us?
Why not, man? I have nothing else to do.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Green.
So let's move on to week number three. We look at some of these games across both conferences, both divisions there, Ben, because let's not just focus on the Big Ten West. Only one crossover game as well that week. It features your Hawkeyes taking on those very Spartans we just talked about. Some of these games, maybe not as impactful, but there's one in the Big Ten East that really does catch my eye. It's Indiana and it's Michigan. Again, another chance for the Hoosiers to make a statement and show they can contend to that upper level of the Big Ten East.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Michigan doesn't have the easiest start to the season either. I did not realize that, but their start is tough. Getting Indiana, again, who knows what happens in that Michigan State game? Who knows what happens in that Minnesota game? I think those, honestly, you know, Michigan should be favored, but who actually knows what will happen in that? And then, you know, to move on and to get Indiana, that is a very tough matchup to have. But honestly, that's the only game that's really worth mentioning. I feel like when you look at that whole schedule, it's pretty easy to probably pick who should win each of those games, which to me means that it's not going to be a very exciting weekend out of all things considered for the Big Ten football.
As my man, Jeremy Warner, who hosts or used to host a radio show in Champaign, said in the initial Illinois schedule breakdown we did back in July, they circled that game against Minnesota because PJ Fleck, a native son of Illinois who went to the Gophers, they always like to think of what they could have had. They want that embodiment of what PJ Fleck brings to the Gophers. They want that for their Fighting Illini. They kind of like that game. They consider it maybe a rivalry game if Minnesota doesn't. So that could be another one in the Big Ten West. But yeah, pretty much chalk across the board. You have Ohio State and Rutgers that week, Penn State and Maryland. You understand those are probably going to be wins for both of those teams. Wisconsin, Purdue, maybe. Nebraska, Northwestern is always a very fun game to watch. Will it be the greatest game impactful for the rest of the Big Ten season? Maybe not so much. So let's get to week number four, the weekend of November 14th. Looking across, we have Minnesota and Iowa. That a great game. Nebraska ends that daunting stretch at the beginning of the season with a home game against Penn State, rather. And then Wisconsin, Michigan. That's going to be a game that is going to mean a lot to this Big Ten season. And like we said, Michigan has the toughest schedule, in my opinion, in the Big Ten because they're crossover matchups with the Big Ten West, Minnesota and Michigan, and they get them both in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Do you think Michigan could actually start 0-4? I'm looking at this, and I don't think it's completely far-fetched. I mean, 1-3, 0-4, that is a possibility here. I completely agree. Wisconsin at Michigan, though, will be a great game to watch. That's going to be one that, you know, if Iowa were to lose to Wisconsin at the end of the season, you want Wisconsin to at least go into that with like one or two losses, and Michigan is that opportunity for Wisconsin to get that loss. Wisconsin's schedule is probably the easiest one in the entire Big Ten, or one of the easiest ones. And given the fact that they're also one of the most talented teams, this is one of their losable games. So as an Iowa fan on that east side, or sorry, the west side, I want to see Wisconsin lose this. And that's probably the best game, the one I'll be watching for sure.
Yeah, Wisconsin on the road that day in Ann Arbor, which makes things obviously no fans, but still will make it a little bit harder to get the win against Michigan. Yes, Michigan, I don't think they start 0-4. I would still probably give them 2-2 through that stretch and that game against Minnesota for the little brown jug. I could see them even being 3-1. But you mentioned the rivalry aspect with Michigan State. If Indiana does take that next step and Michael Penix is making his run for the Heisman like we are crowning him here, then possibly, I mean, there's a possibility they could start 0-4. I don't see it happening. Probably around 2-2, 3-1. I got to ask you, though, and we had this debate raging among the Big Ten community of the Locked On Podcast Network today on the social media website known as Twitter.com between Iowa and Minnesota, and who presents more of a challenge to Wisconsin at the top of the Big Ten West. We get that matchup between the Hawkeyes and the Gophers week 4. Early thoughts here, Andrew Wade. How do you see that one playing out?
Yeah, well, first off, I'm actually really glad that the schedule came out and it changed when Iowa and Minnesota were going to be playing, because Minnesota had moved the game up to a Friday night, 6 days after Iowa was supposed to play Iowa State. And on the original schedule, I looked at that and thought, that's a freaking loss. That is a loss early in the season against a Minnesota team that I don't want to lose against. I don't like a lot of their fan base, to be completely honest. They probably don't like me either, which is fair. But
who do you like in the Big Ten? I feel like you don't have a lot of friends across the other schools at this great conference.
I piss off a lot of people. I like Wisconsin fans.
Okay.
Because like mutual I can respect them.
Right.
Yeah, like, well, they're better than us. I can't talk crap. And like, they're not going to be like making fun. They are better than us, which is what I want like Nebraska to realize that, you know, like at least the last
they're
five
better
years,
than you?
But we are better than them.
Okay, yeah, just wanted to clarify Nebraska, there, just make sure.
Yeah, so I guess I don't mind Northwestern fans because there's none of them.
Right.
You don't hear anybody talk about Rutgers, so I probably like their three fans. Mm-hmm. I actually don't mind Ohio State, and here's why. They are good. They're really freaking good. And they had some down times where they weren't always great. They're a little annoying and obnoxious, but like, and you know, I have a really good friend out here that's an Iowa State fan, and God forbid they lose one game and he acts like the world's falling. I'm like, man, we're lucky if we lose one game. So that part gets annoying, but like, I don't mind them that bad. I think that's probably Michigan. I don't mind terribly because there's not like a big rivalry.
There's not
like
a lot of connection. Yeah.
I hate Michigan State mostly because they're pretty mean to Lucy Rodine.
We stand Lucy Rodine on this podcast. Yeah. I got to tell you right now, I was going to let you know this at a later date. We are going to bring back the conference schedule breakdowns here on the Locked On Big Ten show in the next couple of weeks. And I'm probably going to have Lucy do Iowa, if that's okay. Do you give me permission?
I'm a little offended, okay, but you know, that's okay. You can do that. I mean, she's a lot funnier than me and a lot better. So that's fair.
If she says no, I'm probably going to reach out to Scott Docterman of The Athletic. And if he says no, then you're back in, buddy, okay?
I'm not responding to you if you do that.
It will go Lucy, then you. I couldn't get in touch with Scott. It's probably too high up. Anyway, don't worry about it. So, yeah, you were saying Iowa and Minnesota. That game week 4, by the way? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about the Iowa-Minnesota game. I think on paper, those two teams match up pretty well. I will say this, and I don't want to – I'm not trying to piss off Minnesota fans. Tanner Morgan had a really good season. I think what he did was really impressive. He also had Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman. Rashad Bateman has not gotten his waiver approved yet. That offensive line got ate alive by Iowa's defensive line. Not just AJ Epenesa, but Joe Evans, who is a walk-on former quarterback, weighed 230 pounds, was destroying Minnesota's offensive line. So Tanner Morgan, to me, is not like this end-all, be-all great quarterback. I mean, there's no draft scouts to have him as a first-rounder. He's a very solid college quarterback. He reminds me of basically every Alabama quarterback before Tua. Like, that's how I think of, like, him. So personally, as long at this point, as Spencer Petras has – gotten his feet, you know, wet and feels comfortable, I think this should be a game Iowa wins. I think Iowa should be favored. But Minnesota on PJ Fleck, they play well. They play hard. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that game. I hope it's a night game.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. If it's a night game, where is the game being played? It's being played in Iowa City. Oh,
no, it's in Minnesota.
Oh, no, it's in Minnesota. I read that wrong.
You are not reading that schedule.
Yeah, come on, dude. The schedule is so easy to follow. Regardless, yeah, that would be a great game. Regardless, Minneapolis, that'd be a lot of fun in TCF Bank Stadium. Ben's going to figure it out here for the final segment of the show. We go through the back half of the Big Ten schedule coming up next. I have memorized the schedule in that small commercial break after you heard me mess it up for the third or fourth time here on the Locked On Big Ten show on Wade Wednesday. This is the performance I'm bringing. I'm ashamed of myself, regardless.
I'm ashamed of you, man.
Come on, dude. Just because I want to bring on Lucy to do the Iowa schedule breakdown?
I'm offended. Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, again, she's awesome, but just, man, come on. All right.
Regardless, you hear him there. He's the host of Locked On Hawkeyes. It is Andrew Wade here on Wade Wednesday for the Locked On Big Ten podcast. We are going through week by week through the Big Ten schedule. We have done the first half of the season. Now the home stretch, the final 4 weeks. We are looking at week number five, the weekend of November 21st. The big game, really, that stands out across the both divisions, Penn State and Iowa in Happy Valley.
Yeah, man. Again, I am glad. If there's no fans there, I'm going to be so happy. The one thing I will say about Penn State is Iowa plays them really tough. It's usually a pretty darn good game the last couple of years. But Iowa has gotten torched by their athletes. I mean, like Saquon Barkley just ripped them a new one, you know, a couple of years ago. So I'm excited to see this game. Iowa's defense is not going to be able to match up individually with Penn State. They couldn't do it last year with KJ Hamler, but it'll be good to see Iowa potentially play team defense against that Penn State team. And I know they have some good athletes, but it's nice seeing Saquon Barkley and KJ Hamler gone. So that gives me at least a little bit of hope.
I will say for the Hawkeyes, when you have a new quarterback coming in and taking over for Nate Stanley, that will be what Spencer Petras is tasked to do here in 2020. Those first three games, they are some tough opponents, some pesky opponents. You look at Purdue, you look at Northwestern, Michigan State possibly, but having two of the first three at home before you get to Minnesota and before you get to Penn State in weeks 4 and 5, that will benefit a team that needs to break in a new quarterback with Spencer Petras, and we'll see what Tyler Goodson does as well, who came on very strong at the end of last year in 2019. I mean, the only other game I can really highlight in week 5, Ohio State, Indiana, that's going to be a good one in the Big Ten East for all the reasons we've been saying that Indiana could step up this year in 2020. Wisconsin, Northwestern, although Wisconsin is by far the more talented team, Northwestern always plays them very, very tough. That game at home, at Ryan Field, in Evanston for the Wildcats, they're going to grow out the grass for that game, and it's going to be an absolute slugfest. I'm thinking like 14-10, Wisconsin holds on to win. So, let's get to the crown jewel, really one of the crown jewels of the Big Ten schedule, that being week number 6. It is chock full of incredible games. The rivalry between Iowa and Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. You look over at the other side of the Big Ten East. You have Penn State. You have Michigan. That is going to be some great football played week 6 of the Big Ten season. Which one stands out to you most, Andrew Wade?
I would definitely say Minnesota at Wisconsin. It's mostly because I'm closest to that matchup. I mean, Penn State and Michigan, I know, is a big game. It'll be a really big game if both those teams enter that week undefeated or with one loss. It'll be, you know, especially important for like the jockeying of seeding in that East Conference or East Division, excuse me. But Minnesota at Wisconsin, I think, is going to be a huge game. Minnesota, that is their Super Bowl. If there was a Super Bowl for them, it is against Wisconsin. They love to beat or to play Wisconsin, and they just last year was their chance and they didn't do it. And so I think this year PJ Fleck is going to have that team motivated. It'll be quite a fun game to watch. And then if Nebraska and Iowa play and Iowa loses, I'm not on Twitter for like 3 months. Just I'm gonna delete my account. I'm gonna stop the podcast. Like, just call me good. I'm out. Bye everyone. Have a good life. That's how I'll feel if Iowa loses to Nebraska.
Note it down. We're about 27 minutes into this podcast. You heard it here. If Andrew Wade and the Iowa Hawkeyes falter to the Nebraska Cornhuskers, week 6 of the Big Ten season, that being the weekend of November 28th. Locked On Hawkeyes is done. Andrew Wade is done on social media as well. Will that happen?
Tell the David. Game
in Iowa City. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But
let
I agree.
David know, man.
I'll tell David and Ross on your behalf. All right, you were gonna just go straight off the map. You won't even have to talk to them again. I agree with you though. Paul Bunyan's axe. Minnesota and Wisconsin. I think that's the game that decides the Big Ten West. And if you're a Hawkeye fan, you really have to pay attention to that game as well before you get Wisconsin the final week of the regular season. That game between Minnesota and Wisconsin is going to be a dandy. It's one of my favorites throughout the entire schedule for the Big Ten. So let's go on to week number 7, the weekend of December 5th, the penultimate week of the Big Ten regular season. As we're looking across this, nothing. Wisconsin, Indiana, that could be a little bit of a trap game for the Badgers because it falls in between Minnesota and then Iowa to finish off the year. That's really, yeah,
that's about kind it,
of
it. Man.
That's it. I mean, it really sets up. Let's get right into it. The final week of the regular season, the weekend of December 12th, We have some great games as well, some rivalry games in between them. We have Wisconsin, we have Iowa, we have Nebraska and Minnesota, which was originally supposed to be Black Friday this year. And then, of course, you look over to the Big Ten East. We have the game between Ohio State and Michigan and the Land-Grant Trophy back the final week of the regular season for the first time in like 5 or 6 years between Penn State and Michigan State. Let's start off, though. We got to talk the game.
Yeah, man. Michigan and Ohio State is going to be – are you talking about Michigan and Ohio State, right? You're not talking about the Iowa. Okay,
I was like – That's the game.
Michigan and Ohio State – I don't like Michigan. So, but Michigan and Ohio State should be a fun game. I will say this though, it won't be a close game. I truly think Ohio State, I really appreciate Ryan Day and all them trying to get football back. I appreciate Justin Fields' petition. It was a very selfish thing. I mean, they were not doing it for the Big Ten. They were doing it because they know they can win a national title this year. And I firmly believe they can. And I don't think this game will be that close. I think they'll win by 2 or 3 scores.
I agree with you. Because I honestly believe the Buckeyes are going to go undefeated. I think they take care of Penn State in week two. And then the rest of that schedule, really, they'll be probably a double-digit favorite in every game. And that will probably be the case against the Wolverines, who we mentioned have a just brutal schedule. So they could be beaten up by that time, like a 3-4 record, a 4-3 record, maybe 5-2. But still, it's going to be very tough for Michigan this year. And I think Ohio State probably makes a statement heading into the Big Ten title game. They probably win by 2 touchdowns, maybe 3 touchdowns, like you said. Then we got to look over to your boys, the Hawkeyes taking on the Badgers in what could be a battle for the Big Ten West, potentially for somebody to upset Wisconsin and get to that Big Ten title game.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how Iowa survives its schedule, especially getting that game against Penn State, especially the game against Minnesota, and then Nebraska. I mean, I don't like Nebraska. I don't think they're as talented, but I do think that is a game to watch as an upset opportunity. Every game has been close. So if Iowa somehow manages to survive that and enters this game with one loss, just one loss would be fine, because you beat Wisconsin, you get that tiebreaker then at that point, for the most likely. I will say this, though. Wisconsin should be favored. At this point, I expect Wisconsin to win. Nate Stanley never beat them, so it's not like we're losing much there with Spencer Petras coming in. So maybe he can change our fortunes, because it's been a while since we beat Wisconsin, and we have really lost in some heartbreaking ways the last couple of years. So I will go into that weekend so pessimistic, and if Iowa shows up, awesome. If not, congratulations, Wisconsin. You get the Big Ten West trophy again.
Yeah. Last year, the game between Wisconsin and Iowa was awesome. I would expect to see, by the time we get to that final week of the regular season, I think Spencer Petras is going to be rolling a little bit more than he will be at the start of the season. And if Iowa can figure out what they're doing defensively a little bit, I think that will be an incredible game to cap off the season in the Big Ten West, to cap off the Big Ten regular season, which gets us to Champions Week. The 1 versus 1, 2 versus 2, 3 versus 3, so on and so forth. I'm going to ask you 1 versus 1. Who do you see right now, Andrew Wade, playing in the Big Ten title game?
Ohio State, Wisconsin. Easy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been asked the same thing on a couple different podcasts, even on the Locked On College Football podcast. And for me, it's that until proven otherwise. And I do think having that consistency this year with both Wisconsin and Ohio State, bringing back their starting quarterbacks from last year that have that experience. And obviously, we know what Ohio State can do when they reload. That's going to be really the same question for Wisconsin in their backfield, because their defense returns a lot of talent. And I think Nakia Watson picks up. And as we heard from my man Asherlo yesterday, Jalen Berger, the stud freshman out of New Jersey, another one of the New Jersey pipeline like Jonathan Taylor, they're going to be a good team this year. I got to agree with you. I think it's Ohio State and Wisconsin in Big Ten Champions Week. I need a shirt, because I think we might only get it once. So I need to get a Big Ten Champions Week shirt. Our t-shirt company. Do we want to print that?
I'm down. Let's do it. We have another idea. We just got to get that Kevin Warren design figured out, man. I still want to fire him. So let's go.
Oh, you do? You do? I was going to say, how do we feel about Kevin Warren?
I mean, he still botched everything about what he did. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still down to fire him. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with him, so I might be out on that t-shirt, but we'll look into the Big Ten Champions Week. Regardless, it was a great time here on Wade Wednesday with my man Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes. And make sure you check him out also as the Ward and Wade Wednesday host of the Locked On College Football podcast. Always a pleasure. I guess I'll talk to you in a couple months, because I'm going to have Lucy on to take your place, so it's not a big deal.
That was cold, man. That was a cold way to end this episode.
We had such a nice time, too. I was highlighting your marathon stuff before this. I brought you up so high, and then to bring you down that low.
It's been quite the swing, man. It's been quite the swing, yeah. Feeling real upset now going in to record with Josh for the Locked On College Football podcast.
It's because I'm mad at myself and my own schedule reading today, so I'm just kind of taking it out on you. It's nothing against you personally, okay?
That's fair, yes.
Regardless, Wade Wednesday, it was a wonderful time. Tomorrow, Locked On Wolverines host Isaiah Hull is back as my co-host for the Thursday episode. So until we talk on Thursday, have a splendid Wednesday.